As America searches for answers after another mass shooting, one thing is clear. The gun business appears stronger than ever. Nearly 4 million rifles were produced in the U.S. in 2015, up more than 150% from a decade earlier. Mark Strassman met some new customers.
In the hills of western Kentucky, Eve Haney fires an AR-15. Haney's a 62-year-old grandmother from Tallahassee, Florida. She's competing in a shooting match organized by A Girl and a Gun, a national group of female gun enthusiasts.
I didn't realize how competitive I was, but I am. I like to see my scores, and I like to hear the ping, ping, ping of the steel.
57-year-old Dr. Laura Torres-Reyes is a retired Air Force colonel. 42-year-old Robin Sandoval is a mother of three from Austin, Texas.
Is it more fun than empowering or empowering than fun?
I think it all makes sense.
Empowering
together.
And fun. It's fun. Empowering is fun.
But all of them used to hate guns.
Were you scared of them?
I was petrified of them.
Well, I didn't want them in the house.
I didn't want them at home.
For Sandoval, the turning point was Hurricane Katrina.
First responders were unable to respond, and families were kind of left on their own. I wanted to be my children's first responder. I wanted to protect them.
This AR is my favorite AR.
It's easy to use?
It's easy.
It is relatively
easy.
But the AR-15 is no ordinary gun. A descendant of the M16 designed for U.S. soldiers in Vietnam. Now wildly popular among U.S. civilian gun owners, who own an estimated 5 to 10 million of them. The AR-15 has also become the weapon of choice for many homicidal loners. In Las Vegas this week, gunman Stephen Paddock modified his AR-15s into a weapon that behaved like fully automatic assault rifles.
When you first heard about Vegas, what went through your minds?
This man chose a horrible thing to do. It's on him.
How do you get into the head of someone that's that insane? I just can't even go there.
Do you think there should be general civilian access to
yes,
the ARs?
I do, because it's our right. It's our Second Amendment right. It really goes down to that.
I like having access to my AR. We have one for home defense.
Is it a legitimate question to ask whether there's a need for that?
It is absolutely a legitimate question. And I think that's, you know, in terms of debate and speech, we need to talk about these things.
None of them knew how to protect society from killers armed with AR-15s. Striking that balance has been the most elusive target in America's gun rights debate.